Peace, my brothers and sisters. Peace, my brothers and sisters. Welcome in one more time right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network. I am your brother, Brother Sunray 9, also known to you as Brother Amore Aria Israel. Yes, sir. Oh, man. Delighted to be in the house with y'all one more time. Delighted to be in the house with y'all again. Let's get Malcolm. We got to get the slogan for Malcolm. Yes, sir.
Oh, I say it. I say it again. You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. Led astray. Run amok. This is what he does.
Oh, yes, sir. This is what they do. This is what they do. Now, you know, he was saying that this is what he does, but this is what they do. Oh, yes. Yes, sir. I'm coming to you live right here today on TalkShoe.com, our podcast, as we have, you know, we usually air on Blog Talk Radio, and I just upload the shows right here on TalkShoe. But today, you know, because you can do videos right here, we can do the videos on TalkShoe. So, yes, I am coming live on video, on camera, right here on TalkShoe. And peace to you on YouTube, because this will be going to YouTube as well. So thank you right there for the YouTube brothers and sisters out there who will be tuning in. And if you're not a subscriber to the YouTube channel, go ahead and subscribe, because I'll be trying to go ahead and probably go ahead and start utilizing the YouTube channel back again ourselves. So, yes, go ahead and check it out right here again for your, the YouTube channel at Culture Freedom Radio Network Podcast. Yes, sir. I might change that name to Culture Freedom TV. Don't know. Might get back to Culture Freedom TV. But yes, but I just want to come in here, and brothers and sisters, and talk to you a little bit today. You know, and show y'all something. I got to show you something. That's why I had to come on the video. And also, this will be distributed out as an audio as well. So some of you just were listening to it. You can still hear it. It's still to be streamed through, you know, the various podcast sites such as iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Amazon, Pandora, and all of those different places. And peace to all of you out there from those various places, man. Thank you again. Let me give some shout outs too. I want to give some shout outs to some cities. Let me go ahead and my thing and look at something, because I want to give some shout outs to some magnificent cities, people who have been listening to this podcast right here. Let me go down to these analytics right fast and give some shout outs to some magnificent cities. Let me give a big shout out to Maryland. Maryland, thank you for tuning in and listening to Culture Freedom Radio Network. Florida, oh yes, sir. Florida, the Sunshine City. Thank you, Sunshine State. Is it the Sunshine State? I think that's what they call it, right? Y'all forgive me. But thank you, Florida, for listening to Culture Freedom Radio. New Mexico. I like to say it like this, y'all. New Mexico. New Mexico, thank you for listening to Culture Freedom Radio right there. New Mexico, y'all. Ooh, wait. Texas. Yes, sir. All my exes live in Texas. Y'all don't know about that song. Y'all don't know about that right there. Yes, sir. Texas in the house. California, know how to party. Yes, sir. California in the house. Utah. Oh, we got brothers and sisters that listen to the show right here and right there in Utah. Yes, sir. Culture Freedom is almost definitely in the house right there. And we got Georgia. Yes, sir. Ray Charles, the late, great Ray Charles. North Carolina in the house right here for Culture Freedom Radio. And there's others, but it don't show me that in the analytics, the cities. But man, Maryland, you're leading the way. We'll listen to Culture Freedom Radio Network. We thank you. We thank you again. Yes, sir. And we just like to say thank you again, brothers. I just had to send that shout out and make sure I do that right there before we get started right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network. Hey, man, I want to just talk to y'all, brothers. I want to share something with you. Hey, man, the warning signs are out. The warning signs are being, the trumpets and everything are going off, giving black people a warning, but you ain't listening. The warning signs are all around, but the trumpets are blowing and everything for black Americans to wake up, but you not listening. Oh, man, we got to show y'all something. I got to show y'all something. You know, we've been talking about this thing, right, about what's been happening in all of these, especially with, y'all know me, with the politics, these Democratic cities, and been telling you about a lot of these things that have been happening in these Democratic cities, and a lot of things has been doing ensuing. If you, I'm gonna tell y'all something, I'm gonna say this. If you want to mess, if you want to have a city, if you want to run a city down, and if you want to really run a city down to the ground, hire you a Democratic, somebody from a Democratic to run your city. If that's your aim and that's your goal, to have your city ran down, if you want high crime rate, hire your politician to run it. If you want a bad economy, hire you a Democrat to run your city. If you want low, high poverty rate, hire you a damn Democrat to run your damn city. I'm just saying, hey, man, you want chaos? You want Metlam in your city? Hire you a damn Democrat to run it. Because all of these cities we're seeing, basically majority of these cities we're seeing that's ran by Democrats, and majority of so-called Blacks, African-Americans will be living, Democrats are running them. Memphis, Chicago, we talk about Chicago all the time. Damn, here you got New York. All these places where these damn Democrats are running is in chaotic, is in a state of chaos. Now, this weekend, Chicago, oh, my city of Chicago. It ain't my city. I don't live there, but I always talk about Chicago. I have family up there in Chicago, and I almost moved to Chicago. I almost moved to Chicago some years ago. Oh, Most High, thank you for not allowing me to make that move. Yeah, like Shalomar, y'all, make that move right now, baby. I'm glad I didn't make that move. But anyway, brothers, I want to share some things with y'all, brothers. This weekend has been crazy, and I want to show y'all something. I don't know which way to go first. Oh, let me go with this story first. Hell, I guess, let me see here. Let's see. Yeah, let me share this one. I want to go with this one. This weekend, boy, our young folks been cut up, like they said, been cut up sideways. Been cutting up sideways in Chicago, man. Let's get this story. Let's get this story here. Uh-oh, let me see here.
Some breaking news off the top. Hundreds of teens flooding into...
I'm going to tell y'all, the video might have a little lag. I don't know what it is. I've been trying different software. I don't know if it'd be my computer be doing this on here. So the video might have a little lag. So pardon me, y'all, but check this out.
Downtown Chicago tonight, smashing car windows, trying to get into Millennium Park, prompting a major police response. Within the past few minutes, shots were fired near the corner of Madison and Michigan. Now, we had a news crew on the scene, but they had to move because of safety concerns. I was there a little bit earlier, about an hour and a half ago, and saw police escorting tourists and visitors to their cars in the Millennium Park parking garage. The crowd was trying to get into Millennium Park, but there are checkpoints that are not allowing anyone under the age of 21 who's not with an adult to get in. So they're massing across the street on the other side of Michigan Avenue. I spoke to a woman whose car was smashed by people jumping on the windshield. She says the crowd began beating her husband as he sat in the driver's seat. He's now been sent to Northwestern Memorial Hospital. I also talked to a woman, a Chicago native, who was appalled by what she saw. The situation continues to develop at this hour. As we mentioned, we have a reporter on the scene, but there are some security concerns. Fox 32's Nate Rogers is on Michigan Avenue in a protective position. Nate, can you tell us what you see right now?
Yeah, that's right, Dane. As you just mentioned, we're downtown on Michigan and Randolph. I'm actually probably a block away from a lot of where the chaos has originated. Right now, Chicago police are trying to clear Michigan Avenue, at least from Randolph until maybe three or four blocks south on Michigan. Very active scene indeed. Hundreds of officers working this investigation. There are reports, unconfirmed by Chicago police, of multiple people triple shot at Michigan and Washington, also Michigan and Wabash. The Chicago Fire Department, we're told, is here along with paramedics and Chicago SWAT teams, all assisting in this investigation. Now, the chaos here downtown began or erupted just before 8 p.m. Several hundred young people traveling in groups, kids seen jumping barricades into Millennium Park, also jumping on top of cars. Other reports indicated large groups trying to force their way into the Art Institute. This appears to be one of those teen takeovers that we saw last year publicized widely on social media, attracting thousands into the downtown area as well as to Chicago area beaches. The teens are seen with their cell phones out, Bluetooth music speakers blasting, dancing while recording videos, hoping that they'll go viral. Now, I'm back out here live really just within the last 10 minutes or so ago. My photographer and I, Raphael, we heard at least four gunshots while we were standing at Michigan and Washington. We ran along with another TV news crew just to get to safety. Maybe 5 minutes after that, we heard even more gunshots. And so right now, Chicago police are trying to clear this area. If you can see from where I'm standing right now, gridlock traffic indeed. I mean, Chicago police here in great numbers, along with the Chicago Fire Department, paramedics. We understand that SWAT teams are here as well. A lot of folks are being rerouted to nearby public transportation just so they can get home. We also have seen police trying to escort tourists back into their hotels. Chicago police working right now to get a handle on all of this. We haven't received any updated information on if there have been any victims associated with any of this. That is the latest here in downtown Chicago. Nate Rogers, Fox 32, Chicago.
Nate, just to clarify, I want to ask you quickly, you're standing at the corner of Michigan and Randolph. Is Michigan Avenue shut down right now?
Yes, sir, at least from our vantage point, Dane. But keep in mind, I'm Michigan and Randolph is probably 500 feet from where I am. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit further into, you know, closer back towards the lake, if you will. We really just had to get out of the way because the teens were running, officers were running. From our vantage point, you can't even, I don't even think there's traffic flowing along Michigan Avenue because the cars are stopped right now.
Yeah, it looks from that shot as though at least Michigan Avenue has been shut down. Nate, stay safe. Thank you very much for that report.
All right. All right, so we heard the report from Fox 32, Chicago. Man, chaos, y'all, chaos. And, you know, you heard the one sister said that bad parenting, because where are the parents in all of this? Yeah, I would agree with that, too. And hell, a lot of it is that, man, I don't know, brothers. It's like, though, but, you know, when we're trying to speak truth to power, like on our podcast, when we be trying to do this and we're trying to talk about the ills that's plaguing our community, and you try to talk to people and tell them about it. Hell, a lot of people don't want to hear that, man. They don't want to hear that crap. They don't want to, that's what they say. I don't want to hear that crap, man. I don't want to hear all that preaching, man. We're going to, you know, hey, man, like you try to explain something to some of these young generation, man, we're going to do what we want to do regardless. Okay. Okay. And keep on doing what the hell you want to do. And there's consequences when you do what the hell you want to do too. There's consequences always behind that. You can do it, but you better be willing to face the consequences behind you doing what you want to do, right? But, you know, they was burning up cars and things of this nature, you know, vandalism and vandalizing. And again, y'all remember when Black Lives Matter, when Trump was in office and Black Lives Matter, then we're going after the George Floyd situation, right? You remember we seen a lot of cities with Black Lives Matter and Antifa. We ain't gonna leave them out because they was a part of this thing too. And Antifa, and most of these Democratic cities, and that's what they were. It was Democratic cities that was where they were doing all this looting and busting out of windows and burning down things. Y'all remember that? It's basically we're seeing the same situation still occurring in a different way this time. Antifa them are not out there this time, but they still have that, like we had the younger people riding and looting like we're seeing in in our communities with young mobs, what I'm saying, mob, they call them crowds. I'm not using mob, take the word mob back. But the young crowd of young black teens, our young black teens and our young black people, what they're out there doing, man. It's because we got to get control, back control of our communities. We got to get back into the minds of these young brothers and sisters and let them know, man, speak out against this and let them know what they're doing is wrong. They are bringing, and here's why it's so important. Now, I'm going to share y'all a video because here's what we have to say this. You see, we got all this doggone crime in our communities, right? We have all of this crime that ensues in our community. Again, who want to be able, like we talk about having, bringing businesses in the black community, having business in our community to employ people, give people job opportunities and bring economic stability to the community. But who in the hell would want to bring their business into your community if you're just going to break into it and vandalize it and things of that nature? Who's going to invest in a community such as that? I wouldn't mind. I wish I had the money to open up some kind of, you know, business right now. But who's going to try to invest in that, man? There had been businesses that tried to come to the city of Memphis. They were trying to reopen a mall called Southbrook 7. But I've talked about this before several times on our show, on podcast before, Culture Freedom. A sister named Janet Fully Love was trying to get them to invest in rebuilding this mall called Southbrook Mall in here in the city, in the city of Memphis, and there's a part called White Haven. And they finally got some investors to go ahead and say, okay, we will. And they was going to invest millions of dollars fixing this ball up. And the crime rate is so high around now. They said, oh, hell no. They pull out. They pull out the investment. They didn't do it. The crime rate got too damn high. And I don't blame them. As I keep telling you about this black-owned business that was here in this, and that's here in this city called City Gear, owned by a black man, that closed down. Well, I don't know if he closed down yet, but he was talking about closed down because they broke into his business three times, robbing a man, stealing every damn thing. So here we go. Y'all heard about all of these things, like they was talking about in Chicago where Walmart is talking about closing down half of their stores in Chicago. Y'all heard about this story? Now check this out. I want to play this video. I want to play this video. Now we've seen the rioting and things that's, I'm gonna say rioting, all of this chaos that ensued over the weekend in Chicago, and that's, you know, that craziness. But check this out. Check this out. Now, here we go again, Fox 32, Chicago. Oh, let's look at this right here. Check it out.
5-day notice. How disrespectful is that to anybody? A 5-day notice.
And it's old Father
Outrage
Flake
over Walmart's decision to shutter four Chicago locations.
Community leaders on the South Side threatening mass demonstrations should the company decide to move forward with the decision.
Anthony Ponce joins us now with more. Hi, Anthony.
Yes, Donna and Corey, leaders on the South Side, say that Chatham has come to depend on the superstore at 85th and Stewart, especially the seniors who rely on this location to fill their prescriptions. They are now threatening protests and perhaps even a boycott if Walmart closes that location.
Everybody say enough is enough. Come on, say enough is enough.
Check that short out. Chant could just be a preview of what's to come should Walmart move forward to close the doors of its Chatham location this weekend, as it announced earlier this week.
If Walmart leaves us, we will leave Walmart.
Father Michael Flager and others threatening a protest big enough to shut down another Walmart location should the company not reconsider.
We will go from Chicago to Indiana to Michigan and every state where there's a Walmart. And the same black and brown people who make this store will be the same black and brown people to walk away from this store.
They say Walmart promised to help revitalize Chatham long term through its pharmacy, health center, and Walmart Teaching Academy, and feel betrayed by this week's announcement.
So Walmart, you better listen, you better sit down. Otherwise, understand that this won't be the only store you'll be closing down, because we're not going to keep supporting places that disrespect the community. This is unacceptable, and we won't allow it anymore.
As of right now, the store is scheduled to close permanently after this weekend. Unconfirmed reports say it's going to be keeping a pharmacy open there for another few weeks. The company says its Chatham location and three others have not been profitable since the early 2000s. Corey?
Now, let's stop this. Now, y'all heard that. Y'all seen that. I hope that video played well. Like I said, I don't know. This thing do a lag sometime, y'all. So my bad on the lag and on the video. But let's jump into this. Let's jump into this. They're talking about boycotting Walmart because Walmart want deciding to shut down. Because Walmart is deciding to close down. And the reason why Walmart said that they are closing down, announced that they are closing down, is a lot of the things because of they're saying that, you know, the profits, racially, they're losing a lot of money due to, say, theft and things of that nature, why they're losing money, right? A lot of thefts and vandalism and things of this nature, why they say they're losing money. Now, here's what I want to go with right fast. You out there, you politicians, you just coming out there just to make some sound good speeches and boo or shiggity, right? Just that's all you're doing. You're trying to make some sound good. You should have been doing something anyway before preventive measures to stop them from shutting down in the first place and making sure the community was doing the right thing. See, here's the thing. And I hate it for the elders that's in their community because it is going to make it hard. It is going to make it hard for the elders. But here's something we as a community, we have to stop doing, especially the Black community. We got to stop this shit. We got to stop this bullshiggity. Now, because it happened here in this city, there was two Krogers in a city in predominant Black neighborhood. Hell, it wasn't no predominant. Hell, it was in the Black neighborhoods. They closed down two different stores, and the people were crying and kicking, hollering, and screaming. And they lead us wrong, you know. They brought in Jesse Jackson, the boycott, and all that old protest and all that shit. Man, listen. But the people were stealing, robbing them goddamn Krogers blind though. They was robbing the damn Kroger's blind. Man, nobody's going to keep their goddamn business open in your community when y'all stealing all the stuff out the goddamn store. The security guard stealing, the employees stealing. Hell, the people that come in there supposed to be, I can't call you a goddamn shopper because you're really not shopping. You're not paying for shit. You just a damn thief in the store. You coming in there shoplifting and stealing shit. Man, come on now. Nobody is going to continue to allow their businesses to be in those areas to try to keep the doors open. And see, here's the problem, though. The good people suffer because of the bad. That's the worst part about it. Like I said, the elders and things of this nature going to suffer because of the bad people. It's a bad thing. I mean, it's a hard situation, but we have to understand these people can't keep putting their money into a business that's not thriving either because they have a family. And you might look at it with Walmart, big billions of dollars. That's beside the goddamn point. That whole billion don't go back in their pocket. They still have to buy merchandise. They still have to pay taxes. You know, the Democrats want to tax the hell out of the people. That's why, you know, the Democrats, they silly ass stuff that they be saying. They making billions of dollars. They making billions of dollars. And they want to tax the hell out of them. If you taxing the hell out of me, how can I employ people when I got to keep paying you all the goddamn money in taxes? I won't have enough money to employ the people.
Well, you ain't giving them enough money anyway.
Well, damn, man, just because I got a little money. See, this is what I hear a lot of time, even with brothers where I be at. work on a job. They look at it because the company may be growing a little bit and they get new contracts and things of this nature. Typically, you see that. I mean, you thinking that, you know, you see the company look like it's growing, making a little money. They got to give you, should be giving you that money. If the company make $20, you ought to be getting 10 out of it. You ought to be getting, if he do anything and make $20, you got to get half of it. So you ought to get 10 out of that 20. But the company has to, they have other overhead. They have to have other expenses they have to pay. You're not a manager, so you don't see the budget. They have a budget for employees. They got a budget for this, a budget for that. And people are like, well, they ought to be paying us so-and-so. Sometime, regardless of what a person make, shit, you ain't, if you're not going to, you can give a person $32 an hour. If they're not managing that $32 an hour right, hey, man, that don't mean nothing. You're still going to be hollering, man, they ought to give me 50. And you ain't going to manage that goddamn $50 an hour right. You know what I'm saying? So I've been there. I was, I ain't gonna even get into my personal thing, but God damn it, people just, bro, you just ain't gonna satisfy some people because some people they're not gonna have to handle their goddamn money anyway. I remember I was making $7.25, working at a place, making $7.25, working through temporary shit. I didn't ever get a lot. It was tight, but I didn't try to live a lavish damn lifestyle. I know I'm making $7.25. I can't go out here and try to ride no goddamn Mercedes, no Jaguars and stuff. Well, I'm not materialistic in the goddamn first place. I ain't trying to buy no Jordans. I don't like damn Jordans. So, but anyway, one thing about it, I never missed a meal. I never had a cutoff notice. I never had an eviction notice. I don't give a goddamn how hard it was. I never had it because I knew I prioritize, right? I prioritize. So you can't keep up with the goddamn Joneses if you ain't making it what the Joneses are making. And sometimes you're trying to look what the Joneses making, and hell, they might not be managing their money right. But going back, though, to the people crying about the Walmart, let me tell y'all something, man. And I got to be flat foot with this. How are we going to cry about somebody else's stuff? That's somebody else's stuff. You crying because somebody else decide they want to close their goddamn doors. That's their stuff. That's their money. They invested. They didn't want invested their money to open the goddamn store. Like I said, I understand about the elders and its inconvenience, but we got to still think about this. And I'm going to get on our asses about Black community too. So I'm going here. You crying about somebody else taking their business, shutting their business down. Like I said, a Black man in this city, why reside, got to shut his business down because of all the goddamn thievery that have been happening to him. He got to shut his goddamn business down. That's a Black man. And you crying about goddamn Walmart, white folk want to shut their shit down. And check this out. Some people be talking about, I ain't working on no goddamn white man job. I ain't working at the plantation. Now, the white man said he finna close the plantation and you still crying. Some people, like, we make fun sometimes. Well, you finna go, bro, I got to go to the plantation in the morning. You know, just joking around saying you just got to go to work. I got to go to the plantation in the morning, man. Go in here and slave in the morning. Now, the plantation closing down, now you crying. Make your goddamn mind up. But here's something, again, this is our fault. I'm going to throw our... I'm just talking about Black Americans and the Black community. Was what it is. It's our fault. Because, again, we go to these churches and places, and I'm going to say the churches because that's the majority of what we have in the Black community. We pay in these churches and talking about building funds for the churches. We don't need, and building, you're trying to get another mega church. We don't need no more goddamn mega churches. You ain't learning in the lit churches and the other churches you got. We don't need no more goddamn mega churches. So if you want to have a building fund, you need to be raising a building fund so you can build businesses for the community. Not some big mega church so you can get in there and read the Bible to the people, which they should be learning how to read for themselves. So, but you're not employing the community. The churches are not employing the community like that. They might have a little something they might pay the damn piano player. the hell is that? The choir director, what the hell is that? But you should be buying grocery stores. Because if you got a church and you take it to, and you're raising funds, as you say, building funds from the people that's in the community, you should be trying to build something. We'll take that money and build something in the community besides the church. That's what you should be using your building fund for. Buy some grocery stores. Buy some clothing stores so you can feed, clothe, and shelter your own self. And stop worried about white. What you talking about, white folks taking their business by your community. Hell, be self-sufficient, self-sustaining. That's one thing Elijah Muhammad did talked about. Doing for self. So you quit crying. And that's damn near really somewhat damn embarrassing. You crying every time somebody, a white corporation or a white business shut their business down and you around here crying and begging. Please don't take your business away from us. Please, what we going to eat? Oh, we ain't going to have nothing to eat. Quit buying, trying to stand in line and buy them all them goddamn high-ass Jordans. Put your penny, nickels, and dimes together and put your resources together and try to own your own stuff. And then not only that, though, you got to teach our people to quit taking shit that don't belong to them. Like I was saying earlier on another podcast, we had home training. We used to have home training to teach us. Like I said, mama and dad used to teach us. What did they say? Mama them used to tell us, quit putting your hands on stuff. Now, don't put your hands on stuff that don't belong to you. Don't let me catch you putting your hands on stuff that don't belong. That's one thing they taught you. So you going into Walmart, even though you see their television that you like, but you ain't got the money to buy it. Too bad. Save up for it. Get your damn job and save up for it. Put in the layaway. Some of them really don't have layaways too much like they used to. But that don't mean you go and you take them folk stuff. And when you're taking for it and they have property losses, you see what's happening, right? The places start to close down and say, oh, the hell with this. We got to get the hell out of here. We can't keep taking all these goddamn losses like this. So there's job opportunities for the people that's in the community get lost. See, this is what we got to start telling our people. Y'all stop it. See, while you fussing at Walmart and want to blame Walmart and boycott Walmart, you should be fussing at the goddamn people that's in the community, these damn young knuckleheads and these old knuckleheads that's going in there stealing shit out of Walmart and taking shit like they doing and like they did. Like I said, again, even the black business that was here in Memphis, the clothing store, constantly robbed that main store back to back to back to back that made this man have to shut down, stealing every goddamn thing out of this man's store. Yes, we got to get on them. Quit taking these folks' stuff, man, so they can keep so they can have the money to expand, to hire more people, so they can employ people. But as long as they keep losing money because you stealing their shit, they can't employ the people. They got profit losses. I mean, you know, property losses. So you should be getting, we need to be getting on, and I try to do it. Hell, I don't give a damn who get mad at me. I don't give a goddamn who get mad because this video that I'm talking about. I don't give a damn because the truth is truth. I love you so much. I love us so much that I would say what I'm saying because we got to stop this and stop this badass behavior. And this is the problem. We're allowing too much bad behavior in our goddamn community. And then when somebody else outside our community react to it, we want to holler, kick, and cry, and goddamn scream foul play. When you should be telling, we should be telling our people, y'all stop this ignorant ass shit that we doing. And excuse my language, but I got to get flat-footed with it, y'all. They say flat-footed with it. As Eric, Brother Eric would say, we got to get butt-naked with this goddamn truth, man. Because there's too much bullshit going on. It's in fucking embarrassing going on television and shit crying. We're going to boycott you because you closing down your business because you losing money. You losing money. And you should keep your, you broke your promise. You broke your promise. Yeah, I promise to give y'all job opportunities. But I didn't know y'all was going, I didn't know the people in the community was going to keep taking shit. I got insurance.
Yeah.
But that insurance ain't covering enough of those profit losses. It's not covering enough of these. Let me see here. Let me play another one. So I can't continue to keep staying open. Y'all tearing up, like you see in Chicago, where they going, like we just showed the young folks there, they're tearing up shit and looting and burning up cars. They burnt up a Tesla and somebody got shot and all that shit. Come on, brothers and sisters. We got to do better than what we're doing out here, man. We got to get on these folks' ass about this shit. If we don't want these places to leave, if you don't want these places, politicians, these places to close, we got to teach our people to stop that bullshit that they doing then. Then they won't close their doors. Even the black business owners won't close their doors. Let's play one.
Five. Walmart announcing today 4 of its Chicago stores will close by Sunday. A shock to some shoppers and employees who did not see this coming. CBS 2's Sabrina Franza is live at one of those soon-to-be former Walmart locations in Chatham for us tonight. Sabrina?
Well, this Walmart in Chatham isn't just a Walmart to loyal customers. It's an oasis in an otherwise food desert. It's also a health center and a Walmart Academy, which teaches different classes to people in the community for job certifications and other different courses so that they can better their lives here in the community that they live in. Well, this store, the Academy, and the health center are all closing with an additional 3 stores by Sunday.
It's still like a gut punch.
I just can't believe it. I just came to the store and I see people crying. I'm like, what's going on?
The parking lot of the Walmart Supercenter in Chatham packed with angry, discouraged customers driving by the mural on the side of the store, Our Future, painted there. No more. This store and 3 others in Kenwood, Lakeview, and Little Village close by Sunday.
We need it. We need the opportunity to shop in our neighborhood instead of driving so far away.
Associates will be able to transfer to another Walmart or Sam's Club. The move isn't so easy for some, especially those that have been here for years.
Yeah, I feel like it doesn't make it okay because this is our home store.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've been there for 7 years. This is my second home.
Shakita Harris and Deidre Banks have both worked at the Chatham location for upwards of 7 years. Harris celebrated her 8-year anniversary just last month.
It has so many benefits to help people better their lives.
Like the health center and Walmart Academy, part of a $70 million investment for upgrades in the last couple of years. Walmart told us in a statement that their annual losses nearly doubled in Chicago in the last 5 years, that losing millions of dollars a year is forcing them to close these stores.
Really puts a hole in the community.
You hear that? See, and I understand the community. I understand some of the people. But you got to listen to what the businesses are saying. Let's go back to this part.
Forcing them to close these stores. Annual losses nearly doubled. $1 million investment for upgrades in the last couple of years. Walmart told us in a statement that their annual losses nearly doubled in Chicago in the last 5 years. That losing millions of dollars a year is forcing them to close these stores.
Now, who in the hell want to lose millions of shit, y'all? It's hard for me to lose $100 goddamn dollars. You talking about millions of dollars, millions. You can't afford it, brothers and sisters. You can't afford it. Those millions of dollars that they're losing could be for raises, could be for bonuses, all of that. But they're losing it. They're losing it, brothers and sisters. You can't afford it. I've been into business management. I understand business.
Really puts a hole in the community when it's finally something where people can look forward to and have something that they can build on and just have a neighborhood store that we can have, you know?
I hope our new mayor has something in mind and it can be better, especially in our neighborhood.
And speaking of that new mayor, we did reach out to Mayor-elect Johnson, who told us that he's committed to finding something that will fill the gap these 4 Walmarts will leave. We do know that the pharmacy will remain open for an additional 30 days after.
Now, let's go here. Let's stop. Let's talk about that damn new mayor. We talked about this on a podcast on Culture Freedom about 2 weeks ago. The new mayor, that son of a SOB ain't got a damn thing for them folks. Only thing he's doing is raising, y'all heard him, this damn old crazy ass progressive goddamn. He's they say he's worse than Mayor Lightfoot. What is his what is his plan? What is his plan for Chicago businesses to raise what? Raise more goddamn property taxes. I mean, raise more taxes on these businesses to make them run out of goddamn Chicago. That's his plan. That is his plan. He's planning to raise taxes on those businesses that's there, and which eventually going to do what? Make them leave goddamn Chicago. Make them leave. Plenty of businesses, big business, been leaving Chicago, and that's what he's going to do. Make those people leave and run out of Chicago too. That's going to be his thing. If the business is still there, shit, he's going to charge them and make them leave. Right? That's what he's going to do. That's what he's going to do. I'm trying to get to this other video so I can show you all some of the stuff that had been happening inside of those Walmarts. Okay, I got to go back to this other video. Right, let me see here. And this is some of the things what the CEO was saying. Let me stop this video. I'm screen sharing. Come on, y'all. Goddamn. All this riding and looting and tanning up shit. Ain't nobody going to keep no business in your goddamn community. Hell, if I had that, if I was losing, I would close that motherfucker down too. I'm sorry. Y'all be mad at me. Call me what you want to, but I ain't keep my shit open and then I'm losing goddamn money. I can't give out raises. You know, let's play this right fast.
5 months ago, we all remember this clip from the Walmart CEO.
The criminals won't be prosecuted below certain levels. Does that matter?
If that's not corrected over time, prices will be higher. Right. And or stores will close.
If law enforcement doesn't do its job to curb retail theft, stores will close. Well, here it is. That's exactly what's happening. The Democrat on the ground activist response is exactly what you might expect.
So we have healthcare deserts. We have food deserts.
Yes, sir.
And we wonder why.
Yes, sir.
Our communities look like they look.
Well,
that
the truth.
We have violence every single day.
Speak the truth.
Now, you blame it. And violence, you blaming violence on places like Walmart, who losing money and want to close down. And you say there's no business, food deserts, and you saying this is why there's crime. These people that's committing goddamn crime. I mean, I'm gonna tell y'all, man, in the city where there people committing goddamn crimes, ain't got a damn thing to do because there's food desert. Now, it ain't too much no food deserts around here. Well, I don't know what they're talking about food desert. You can go hit any damn corner. You can find a store somewhere and get you something to eat. The stuff that they're shooting and killing each other over is drug wars and other, as they call, territories. Or just plain old goddamn envy over some ignorant shit that ain't got nothing to do with no damn food. These people out here that's doing all this murdering and this stuff that is in this city has nothing to do because of a business such as Walmart moving or any kind of clothing store moving. Ain't got a damn thing to do with it. So you get these old ignorant ass politicians get up here saying the dumb shit he's saying. Like I said, the dumb shit that they saying. Come on, brothers. You keep listening to these ignorant ass Democrats, man. These ignorant ass Democrats up here, man, who have been, like I said, if you want a city to be ran down or in a chaotic state, elect you a goddamn Democrat. I'm just going to tell the truth. Elect you one of these old woke ass so-called Democrats and watch what happened to your city.
And we wonder why.
Yes, sir.
Our communities look like they look.
Well,
that
the truth.
We have violence every single day.
Speak the truth.
It is just not on us.
Yeah.
It is on the corporate citizens that come into our community and ravage our community.
Yeah.
And Walmart, you should be absolutely ashamed of yourself. You are the reason that our communities lack the investment that they have. We should not have to go out of our communities to find jobs. We should not have to go out of our communities to get medicine. We should.
Now you blaming Walmart. Oh, Lord, have mercy. It's old folks say, oh, Lord, have mercy. Now you blaming Walmart for not having a job. Listen here. See what I'm saying? It's embarrassing, even brothers and sisters. I'm telling y'all, as black folk, we sitting up here begging
Now, I'm saying you complain about racism, white supremacy, but you beg in the white corporations to stay in your community and give you a job. Why don't you create job opportunities? Why are you not creating job opportunities for yourself? So when you want to holler, America's racist, America's racist, America's racist, white folks are racist, but you want the white folks who are racist to give you a job, to put you on the plantation, on their plantation, right? And then when they don't pay you, you're going to holler and kick and scream. They're not paying you enough. You begging to give them to get you a job. Then they give you a job, you holler, they're not begging you. They're not paying me enough. Y'all see how sick, a lot of sick that this shit sound? Create something for your goddamn self then. The churches, again, as I say, make billions of damn dollars. Make billions of dollars. Black churches. We're going to say black churches too. But what are they building? What are they owning and putting back to give people jobs? Now, they have little daycare centers and certain things of this nature. But we're talking about these food stores that every time one closed down in the black community, here they go hollering. Now, I want to say it was Thaddeus Matthews. When the Kroger's had closed down in this city, he talked about it. Oh, he was on them preacher's asses bad. And he should have. Like he was saying, they should have a couple of churches. She should have came together. And you know what? And said, well, you know what we should do? We all should come together as a collective and let's buy us a store. Let's buy us a store. And like they could have bought the spots where Kroger's and were. And they would have been the owners, the churches, which would have been from the by the community, would have owned it. You know what I'm saying? And the people could have had shares in it and all of that stuff, the foster community. You know what I'm saying? So, but you want to beg these white corporations to stay in the black neighborhood and give you jobs. As you say, keep you on the plantation. Then you beg and scream because they're giving you damn near sharecropper's wages. But goddamn, make your goddamn mind up. But he got those dumbass politicians like here. Nick Rowe here, who getting fed under the table, who probably getting, you know, lit crumbs under the table, getting side backdoor deals. And he just saying some feel good shit to keep. That's what I'm telling y'all, man. These people probably have black folks fucked up. And y'all excuse my language today, but I'm so sick and tired of this ignorant ass shit. I'm sick and tired of this ignorant shit like this here, man. This is why our young brothers and sisters, we see this out there in the street. This is why the young brothers and sisters are out there in the street, because of foolish ass shit just like this here. Foolish shit like this here, listen to this shit like this. Because if you got adults like this, ain't training them to teach them no better, what the hell you think they going to do? They teaching them all of this so ignorant ass shit, uprising and shit.
We should not go out of our communities to be able to shop. We should be able to do all of this in our community.
Right here.
We deserve.
Well, if you want to shop in your community, build a motherfucker sit in your community, dumbass. That's what I'm saying. If you deserve to have shopping malls, stores, business in your community, why don't you build them? This is what we're saying again about how people were not being, let me cut this off camera off for a second. How people were not being realistic or don't tell us the truth about Black Wall Street. They don't tell us the truth about Black Wall Street, brothers and sisters. Let me pull that article up. I'll come back to that thing right there. I'll come back to that one, you know, because he pissing me off. They don't tell you the damn truth about Black. Everybody I asked this situation about that Black Wall Street, I said, have y'all ever heard that they rebuilt Black Wall Street? Like, no, I ain't never heard of it. Rebuilt it. I never heard of they rebuilt it. Tulsa, Oklahoma. That you never hear how they actually rebuilt it. Have y'all ever heard that before, brothers and sisters? Let me see if I pull up this article. Let me see if I pull this article all the way up. Let me get it time to load up. Yeah. Somehow, some way, they don't tell us that it was rebuilt. Did y'all ever know that? Let me see. I'm trying to find the right one, brothers and sisters. Okay, here we go. Let me share this with y'all, brothers and sisters. Let's get this out of here. We're going to tell the truth today, brothers and sisters. We're going to tell the truth today. What did the Christian say? Tell the truth and shame the devil. Yes,
Here we go. Here's an article right here, my brothers and sisters. What really destroyed Tulsa Black Wall Street? Now, this was the article done right here, July 27, 2022. Now, we note here about what happened. 1921 race riots. They call it a race riot. But there's some history that goes in that. You have to study the real history about that, you know, because there's some untruths about a lot of the things that really happened. What ensued and what caused that, as they call it, a race riot. You got to go into some things and really study your history. I'm going to tell y'all, even a lot of your black scholars and all this stuff, they've been lying to us about a lot of stuff, brothers and sisters. Yes, they have. They have been lying to us and deceiving us. That's why I tell you about this victim mentality. They keep us in a state of victimhood and a lot of shit. It is what it is. But let's go right here. It says, last month I attended a small conference in Tulsa during which I visited the Greenwood Rising History Museum, which opened last year. One message was clear. While the 1921 riots caused 300 deaths and reduced black wealth by by 200 million in current dollars. According to an American Journal of Economics and Sociology article, sociology article, y'all say it, y'all. I can't even pronounce the goddamn word. Greenwood was what rebuilt, according to what? American Journal of Economics and Sociology article, Greenwood was rebuilt. There was, in fact, a second black business renaissance. Wow. Wow. And what? Damn. Why we ain't never heard about that? Let me see. I'm trying to go on down here. Yeah, it was. I'm trying to find, because I don't want to read this whole damn article. I don't want to read this whole thing. Let me find this other one. But yeah, I don't want to read the whole thing. But I need y'all to look this stuff up. See, you know, I need y'all to look this stuff up for yourself. You got to research. See, I throw it out, but I need you to research a lot of this stuff for yourself, brothers and sisters. We need y'all to research for yourselves. Right? You got to do it. You got to research. Check this out. Uh-oh. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? Where'd we go? I'm trying to find this here. Okay. Did you know that the Greenwood District was rebuilt after the Tulsa race massacre? Now, this is Fox 25. This is a news station. Again, did you know that the Greenwood District was rebuilt after the Tulsa riot massacre? Thousands of displaced black Tulsians lost their homes and business in less than 24 hours after a white mob. You know, y'all see that? I'm trying to get to the dang. Come on. Let's go, John. Let's down. Let me see here. Oh, there we go. That's what I'm looking for. Ride chill, as the old folks say. Ride chill. That's what I'm looking for. Says Black Wall Street was the most prosperous black-owned district in 1921. It was rebuilt. It was what, y'all? What did they say, y'all? It was rebuilt by the black community by 1925. That history that many people are still unaware of. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. One more time. What did it say? It was rebuilt by the black community. Who by who? By who, y'all? What community? By the black community by 1925. Check this out. The American Red Cross. Here we go again. Y'all see right here. The American Red Cross says that the revitalization included 764 homes, 51 buildings, 7 churches, and 2 filling stations, what we call those service stations today, y'all. Wow. Wow. Come on now. The Greenwood Cultural Center says that by 1942, the district had 250 businesses, exceeding, come on, do what, y'all? What that word say, y'all? Exceeding the number of businesses before the massacre. Why in the Jane Brown get down, my brothers and sisters? Why here we haven't been hearing this? When these black-ass Negroes get to talking about, well, they see the white man, they went in there, and Tulsa was over the first city that they tore up and they bombed and tore it up, but they never tell us, but they rebuilt the goddamn thing, though. They
they never tell us how resilient our black people were. And they just didn't. So what happened to the black people? Just ask them then, y'all. Well, what happened right after that, my brothers and sisters? Since you're telling me about this devastation that happened with Tulsa, what happened to the folks? What happened to the black people in 1921? Where did they go? What did they do after that happened, my brother? What happened? The people that they didn't kill, what happened to them? What happened? Let's go again. The Greenwood Cultural Center says that by 1942, the district had 250 businesses, exceeding the number of businesses before the massacre. They had more business before the massacre of 1921. It says, but unfortunately, the Black Wall Street faces various hardships after rebuilding. Yes, they did. But you know what? Even though they had hardships, brothers and sisters, they did it, though. They did it. They did not allow the racism and white supremacy of anything to stop them from rebuilding. So we got Negroes out here today sitting around here begging and shit, begging Kroger's and all this shit to talking about. Damn, I thought I was sharing. Let me go back. I forgot to share that, y'all. Hell, I'm up there talking. I ain't even share that. I'm going to just share it while I talk. Go back to share that while I was talking. I thought I was still talking, sharing that. My bad. Let me go back. As I talk, and I want, because I want y'all to see that, though. I want y'all to see that. I thought I was sharing it. But these Negroes, I said again, they went around here begging. And I said begging Walmart. Talking about this, you being unfair, you being selfish and all of this stuff. But our brothers and sisters of Tulsa, see, this is what I was reading right here. I surely thought, my bad, y'all. I surely thought I was sharing it. Look right there, though. I'm going to leave that right there. Y'all read that. That's what I was reading. You see what they says. They wasn't big in no goddamn corporation to build their stuff. They went through the ashes and all of that stuff, and they rebuilt it, man. Soon as the fire went down and broke, man, they was already rebuilding. They was already rebuilding. Already, brothers and sisters. They weren't looking for no goddamn handout for nobody. They rebuilt it themselves. From the ashes they used, one article I'm seeing had, it said they from their own resources, they rebuilt their economic center. But we having folks that tell us today that, talking about Walmart and things, that they, I don't know, man. Y'all look this stuff up, man. Y'all look it up. Look it up. So I tell you about this victim mentality, though. This victimhood mentality that these Negroes, I got to finish going back playing that video. That this Negro like and whoever he is, alderman or whatever he is in Chicago, right there. That sucker. That sucker right there.
To be able to shop.
Yes, sir.
Work.
Yes.
Play.
Yes.
In our own community.
It's somehow yet again another attack on the black community because there's some sort of corporate conspiracy to remove stores from those neighborhoods. That's a completely insane copium take. Yes, major publicly listed corporations who need to keep growing, expanding, and creating more stores and increase.
Let that commercial come through there right fast. Because I want to show y'all this other part. I want to show y'all that a lot of stuff, what they were saying, how Walmart was losing money. I'm trying to show you this from outside of this, where he have it in this video. I want to show you, since I won't have to go through and all these, and trying to go through and find all these different videos to try to show you. Okay, here we go right here. Let's show you this right here. This is why, this is inside of a Walmart.
Let's just play the clip.
Is inside of a Walmart. Just look at this devastation. This is a Walmart. Look at the Walmart. Ramshack. I don't know what the hell that's. Look at this. Y'all see that? Hold up. The man had a hammer busting all the glasses out of it.
Everybody out that way.
They're fighting. I don't know what the hell is going on. There's somebody fighting again.
Smash and grabs, vandalism, theft, random fights breaking out in the stores, in some cases employees being assaulted. I mean, this right over here, what you're seeing on the screen, is a typical sight.
Now, this right here, this flash mob thing, they did this in the Walmarts here in the city of Memphis. They said over 20, it was like 20 cars, 22, 20 cars pulled up with 22 people. Went in there and just, man, ramshack Walmart. Why they was open now? This ain't when they closed down, when they was wide open. When they said they was wide open for business. But we crying about Walmart
being
closing.
Assaulted. I mean, this right over here, what you're seeing on the screen, is a typical sight in places like Chicago. Notice in the photo, they're just taking all the laundry detergent off the shelves. Well, here's a news report on your typical Walmart in Democrat cities.
Over-the-counter medications and cosmetics. Also, laundry detergent is put away in cases. This theft deterrent strategy has also expanded to clothing like underwear. One Walmart in Burbank, it has not one, two, or three, but at least four aisles in just the men's section with mostly undergarments locked.
They're forced to spend money on.
Now, I had never seen that right there. The cabinets, you know, the cabinets, the glass cases with the key. I hadn't seen that. Well, they don't have these in the Walmart down here. I hadn't saw that. But I have saw in some Walmarts where, like, you'll go on certain aisles. And as you walk down the aisles, they have like these cameras on the shelves and it records you walking down that aisle. It records you sitting there. You can see your own self and you can see it is watching you, recording you as you go down that aisle. So I guess you go down there and start stealing shit. It got you right there and it's going to show you stealing shit your own self. But the cases where they lock stuff up, you know, I hadn't seen those in the Walmart that was around here. Now, I was at Walmart this morning, for a matter of fact. And hell, while I was sitting there and waiting on my wife to come out the car, I went in, but the place, the area I went to, they had it. I guess they're trying to remodel or something. I don't know, it was closed off. And so I went back to the car, sitting in the car, just, you know, reading a little bit. And seen police cars start pulling up then. I guess somebody was in there shoplifting then. You know, so I don't know what the hell was going on. That's early in the morning. It was like shit, about 8:30 this morning.
Security measures to lock basic beauty goods and laundry detergents behind glass walls. You know, the concept of food deserts is a great social justice activist narrative, sure, but the simple cause isn't racism, infrastructure racism, systemic racism, corporate racism. It's crime. It is the root cause of nearly every single issue in the inner city. I have said it a million times in countless different videos. You simply cannot have a thriving economy. You can't have jobs. You can't have business in a neighborhood that's out of control. You know, you go to one neighborhood, you could simply walk into the gas station. Everything's fine. You pay for your stuff. You could go to the liquor store, the same thing. You go to another neighborhood and there's freaking bulletproof glass everywhere and anti-theft strategies. It's not some big mystery. Food deserts and lack of economic opportunity have nothing to do with systemic racism and everything to do with culture and policing. The leftist activist approach is simply operating in a fantasy world, in a world that does not exist, simply giving excuses and creating a victim narrative, an oppressed versus oppressor narrative, straight up operating in an alternate reality. You know, like when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says that all the retail theft is just people trying to steal bread to feed themselves or feed their families. People are just trying to steal loaves of bread.
So why is this uptick in crime happening? Maybe this has to do with the fact that people aren't paying their rent and are scared to pay their rent. And so they go out and they need to feed their child and they don't have money. So you maybe have to, they're put in a position where they feel like they either need to shoplift some bread or go hungry that night.
Well, that's the leftist activist narrative. People are just starving in America and they can't eat, and so they simply want a loaf of bread, man. That's, of course, totally crazy. No one's starving in America. In fact, most poor people are fat. Let's just be real. And the reality of the retail theft is that people aren't stealing bread to feed their families.
Hell no.
Retail theft is often pre-planned by complex criminal networks, new report asserts. Like I always say, it's bands of thieves, criminal theft networks, working together, robbing stores, then fencing the product and selling it in the black market.
Because when they went into Walmart, they'd be stealing. They weren't stealing no, they show a lot of the stuff they are just stealing. They ain't stealing no goddamn bread. They stealing TVs, clothes, you know, jewelry, all that type of stuff. Now, you already in Walmart, so why you got to steal? Well, I'm going to steal the TVs. I can sell this. So I can get me something to eat. You was in Walmart, a super Walmart, with the goddamn food. So you ain't stealing the guy. No, I'm just saying how they probably would say it, why they stole the TV. Some leftist or some progressive Nick crazy ass would say that. Well, they might have stole the TV so they can sell it. You know, they was, you should have took your ass on the meat aisle, the bread aisle, as she said, stole some Ritz crackers or something so you can eat. Not a goddamn television. Not a damn television. I tell you, man, hey, it's crazy. But, you know, it is. It's going to continue to be like it is. It's going to continue to be worse. It's going to continue to keep getting worse if we keep allowing and keep listening to these goddamn crazy-ass Democrats. I'm going to say it, man. I ain't holding no punches. These crazy-ass Democrats, these damn leftists and these progressive, these all these damn folks, Chicago, y'all got a rough ride ahead of y'all. Y'all think this finna get better. That dude, again, already talking about defunding the police and all that old bullshit and raising more taxes. So y'all finna get taxed the hell out of, you know, the business is gonna get taxed like a motherfucker. So it's finna be plenty more business gonna leave Chicago. Hell, even here in the city of Memphis, they talk about raising property taxes. They want to build a brand new hospital. Shit, you ain't utilizing the motherfuckers you got. You're talking about billion-some dollars in this hardship of people going through, already having hard times, losing, but they are losing jobs, and you want to build a hospital and tax the people some more. These people are crazy as hell, man. They crazy as a mother sucker. Crazy as hell. Well, this is, the black community, I have to say it, when you keep on voting these people in the office because you say the other team is racist, now, I'm not telling y'all got to vote with a, but when you keep on voting for these same motherfucking team and they showing you how much they care about you, they showing you what they think about you, how much they really on your team. Yeah, they on your team. And all you got to do is look. All you got to do is take a look around you. I'll be observant. So I did. Be observant. Look at all these goddamn cities with a poverty, with black people are staying. And look who's running those cities. That's all you got to do. And you got to and you got to take a look and ask your damn self. Be honest with your damn self. Like, whoa, wait a minute now. Goddamn. Something ain't right around this motherfucker now. They always talking about business opportunities and this, that, and other. But goddamn, wait a minute. How come black people still... We've been running with these Democrats, but damn, we still in, as y'all say, suffering. Shit ain't getting better for us. The crime rate off the chain. They coming up with these crazy ass things. People can go up and they talk about mass shooting. People can go up and shoot. Like I said again, here in this city, two guys went in one of those little hookah bars and shot. I think they didn't kill everybody, but they shot five people. And I think they had five counts of what's it called? Attempted murder. They let them out on a $200,000 bond. $200,000, which they only had to pay $2,000 to get out. Now, you shot five people and you've been charged with five counts of attempted murder and you all had to pay $5,000 to get out. That's that new bond bullshit they got. You know, in some places they were talking about a cashless bond. If you poor, whatever you can't afford, just let them out. Boy, I tell you, these folks is crazy as fuck, bro. They crazy as hell in this. But then again, they like it. They better love it. I ain't gonna say it. You know how they say, you like it, I love it. Hell no, I don't love it. I don't love it. Hell to the nizzle. I'm sick of these motherfuckers. I'm ready. Elon Musk, gonna make you a guy. Hey, look, I'm trying to scrape up my goddamn money. So if you finna go to Mars, I'm trying to scrape up my money, man. See, can I go to fuck that shit? I'm ready to get the fuck away from here, man. I'm ready to get off this goddamn planet. These motherfuckers crazy down here. Excuse my French, y'all. But these motherfuckers are gone fucking crazy. They gone motherfucking crazy, man. And it's all by the goddamn design. These crazy ass people, brother. The shit that they are putting out here. The more we keep telling the people, man, hey, man, the more fucking crazy it get. But it's sad, though, that our younger people are the victims of this stuff. Because nobody really just screaming and trying to tell them what they're doing is wrong. It's a goddamn shame that so many innocent people got to suffer because of this. The elders, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry for y'all, man. You know I'm getting up in age now myself. But talking about the older ones that really can't get out like they want to and drive and the convenience of, now you got to try to find stores. You need your medicine and all of this type of stuff. But we need to hold our own people accountable for a lot of this, why we don't have these Negroes. Some of these black son of guns, they got money. Tell them to invest. They got all the goddamn ideas when so-called white businesses say they want to shut down. Now you got all the fucking business know-how, or know-how to build your own goddamn businesses then. And quit blaming other folks when you should be trying to build for your goddamn self. Then you won't have to worry. But I forgot. I don't know if that's going to work. Like I said, again, because I keep reiterating, the brother who had a business, and like I said, I don't know if he still got it. I don't know if he finally closed down. I need to go through there and see. But the brother was saying, hell, he's sick of this shit. They don't hit him 3 times, wiped him out every time. So he got to shut down. So I don't even know if there was a black business right now, the church did and everybody else, because they robbed the churches. There was some elderly sisters, I missed the news, I didn't see it, but I had some coworkers that were telling me about it. Two elderly sisters was leaving the church. They said some guys were hiding behind the church, and the sisters were leaving the church. They robbed the elderly sisters at church. They robbed them at church, y'all. They robbed them while they was at church. And I heard it happen at least twice. Robbed them at church. That's how bad it's getting, y'all. That's how bad it has gotten. That's how bad it has gotten. I'm trying to see. There was another one. I seen another video. I'm trying to see exactly where I saw it at. Right fast, I can show y'all this. Well, this pastor, some young guys were going in there to rob the church. Yeah. I don't know if y'all saw this. Hold up, I'm trying to pull it up. Let me see if I pull this one up and show y'all this one. Boom, boom, boom. Let me get out of here. Let's see. Let me go back to the history. I want to start it from the beginning. Okay, here we go.
What's your name? In the purple, tell me your name. I just saw the church and decided to come. Talk to me.
I just had that instinct, and I just started maneuvering while trying to conduct service with the help of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost.
I said, praise God that God sent them in here. That what the devil meant for evil. Don't you play with me. I still got a cop anointing, and I still know what's going on, and I still know what's about to happen.
One of those guys actually dropped his gun on the ground before I approached them to even pray for them.
Will you guys permit me to pray?
You see that? They were sitting in the church, young brother sitting in the back pew. I guess the pastor used to be a police. He said, I still got a cop. So he recognized what was going on and said that, you hear what he said, that one of them dropped the gun before he can even approach them. Sitting in the church, about to rob the church.
Pray for y'all. They said, I can pray for him. Come on, let's raise God. We can pray for him.
We believe God is the greatest power, and we cannot be defeated. And so we prayed for him, and just being led by the Holy Spirit.
I just believe that you all will never be the same again. Come on, if you believe they'll never be the same again, clap your hands and give God praise. What's your...
Yes, sir. So y'all see that. Even the churches and places of worship are not excluded from the crime. And that's something that we, something else that we have been walking away from. And that's why a lot of things we don't tell the folks. Well, we have even, people have now walked away from the concept of spirituality, or some may even say acknowledging there is a power, as they say, God. That's what's wrong with a lot of the young folks today. They are not raised in houses anymore where they are being taught about the Most High. Taught value. And I got a show that I'm going to do, not today, but another day. We get into virtues and things. I'm going to even go, y'all, to some principles of Maat. Yeah, I know. I'm going to go into some principles to even show y'all. Since they all want to get away from the Bible, though. They want to talk about us who deal with the Bible. That even in your committed community, you are failing the people by not teaching the things. Y'all always want to talk about the, we stole the law from, you know, the Israelites. We stole the law from y'all. We copied it from y'all and this, that, and other. But hell, y'all ain't teaching the people out there, committed brothers and sisters. Y'all ain't teaching them. Hell, so I'm going to do a show. And I'm going to go into and show you some virtues. Do whatever, you know, there's a book I got, the philosophy, Maat philosophy, that go through and show you some things of virtue that you committed brothers and sisters should be teaching. Since you don't want to deal with the Bible and show the people the virtues, the moral principles that they should be following and guided by. Hell, old brother Arya, old son right now, I'm going to go into it and I'm going to show some things that we should. Because I don't care what every melanated or black so-called civilization, we did have laws. But you do it, go into the Mesopotamia region or Samaria, which was a black civilization. They had a moral code. Codes, I should say, as y'all would say, law. We go into Kemet, as y'all say, Egypt. They had a law. They had laws, moral codes to follow. We go into Israel. They had moral codes. Everywhere that we were as a so-called black melanated people, we had a moral code. We had codes, not one, but moral codes to follow. And value systems, but we ain't teaching our young brothers and sisters that today. We got away from that because of certain principles and things and philosophies that we listen to some of these mother suckers out here saying that's old, the old way, old principles. And we see why our communities are the way that they are today, because we ain't teaching that mom and dad of them, grandmama them back in the days used to teach us. We're not raising them with the value system, the principle, the moral systems that we were given. So yes, our community, our young folks are out here out of damn control. Because they're not being, they don't have a value system. They don't have these moral codes to go by to let them know, brother, sister, that's against, as y'all some might say, the laws of Maat. That is against the teaching of the Torah. That is against the laws of Hammurabi. That's against just, man, African principle, ancestral ways. With that, y'all, I'm out of here, man. God damn it, black community, we got to get this shit right. We got to tighten up. We can't lighten up, y'all. Like I said, we can't lighten up. We better tighten up. I'm Brother Ariar, also brother known to you as Brother Son of Ray 9. Y'all, I thank y'all for tuning in right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network. Man, most definitely been in the house, y'all. We got to get this thing right, y'all. We got to get this thing right. Man, let's get some stuff. We got to get it right, y'all. Man, But yeah, all of this craziness stuff out here, man, it ain't nothing but the
in your face, sucker.
No, that ain't what I want. I forgot my damn sound effect, y'all. But hell, y'all, it is what it is. I'm out of here. See y'all next time, man. Coach of Freedom Radio Network. Peace.